The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July 10, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Undocumented immigrants are now able to apply for a driver's license, regardless of their immigration status. Perspective from Massachusetts.
The Work and Family Mobility Act went into effect July 1st, removing the requirement that residents provide proof of lawful presence in the U.S. Franklin Soltz with the Driving Families Forward Coalition says other states with similar laws have seen reductions in both uninsured drivers and hit-and-run incidents.
It's common sense that if you allow everybody to take a road test, to learn the rules of the road and to get a driver's license, then the roads will be safer.
19 other states have similar laws and are backed by law enforcement agencies, which contend the policies help improve trust between police and immigrant communities. Soltz says it's estimated more than 200,000 undocumented immigrants live in Massachusetts. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And from CNN, a top House Republican said Sunday he agreed with the Biden administration's decision to supply cluster munitions to Ukraine as part of a new military aid package. The House Foreign Affairs Chairman, Michael McCaul, said the weapons would be a game changer in the war in Ukraine, noting that Russia is dropping, with impunity, cluster bombs on Ukrainian. Meantime, consumer groups in California speaking out against a proposed bill that would change the amount you can sue or be sued over in limited jurisdictions civil court cases.
This type of court is often used by collection agencies to pursue debtors, but is also used by consumers or small businesses in fraud cases. Consumer attorney Jim Sturtevant used it to win a groundbreaking case against the company Cash Call, forcing reform in the consumer loan business. He says Senate Bill 71 is tilted against consumers.
Senator Umberg's bill, as I understand it, is only supported by the California Debt Collector Organization. It's opposed by consumer groups in California and nationwide. It's opposed by legal aid organizations. It's opposed even by the Chamber of Commerce.
The bill has already passed the state Senate and has a hearing Tuesday before the Assembly Judiciary Committee. The amount at issue in limited jurisdiction courts would change from $25,000 to $35,000, and it would raise the limit in small claims court from $10,000 to $12,500. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Tom Umberg, says he's trying to give more consumers access to a court where they can't be buried in discovery by large companies.
Whether it's an unconscionable loan contract, the consumer, represented by a lawyer, needs to have a variety of discovery measures available in order to prove the case.
This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
This is Public News Service. Now to Ohio, where the State Board of Education passed a resolution urging the General Assembly there to eliminate the requirement that third grade students who have not met required scores on standardized reading tests be held back.
Karen Carney teaches fourth grade in northeastern Ohio. She says the current one-size-fits-all model doesn't account for kids already behind by the time they've reached third grade, especially students with poor attendance or who have learning disabilities like dyslexia that are not caught early on.
Reading to your child at home, having them exposed to books, pencils, markers, all those kinds of things, you'd be surprised how many students have not held a pencil or a crayon until they come to kindergarten.
She says early intervention and support would help kids struggling with reading and could be especially beneficial to students of color, whom research shows are disproportionately affected by mandatory retention. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Next, we head to Texas, where farmers who want to transition some of their land from conventional crops to organics are getting help from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Bob Whitney leads the organics program at Texas A&M, which will usher in TOP, the state's Transition to Organic Partnership Program. Whitney says California grows more organic fruits and vegetables, but Texas is making inroads.
We're number one in organic dairy production. We're number one in organic peanut production, number one in cotton production. In the last couple of years, we've been number one in organic rice production.
Before crops can be certified organic, farmers must manage their land without using synthetic pesticides for 36 months. So far, Texas has issued 383 organic certificates to farmers. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, Eric Gladys lets us know Wyoming's largest advocacy group for people age 50 and older is mobilizing 80,000 members to let the state's Public Service Commission know what they think about the Rocky Mountain proposal to raise utility rates.
Sam Shumway with AARP Wyoming says with the cost of everything from gas, groceries, and haircuts going up, a 21% increase could be devastating for households whose budgets are already stretched thin.
Many of our members are on a fixed income. They're going to have to decide, do I pay for this medication? How do I absorb a $17 or a $25 or a $30 rate increase?
Rocky Mountain Power says their proposal will not result in higher profits and that rate increases are necessary to ensure reliable service in the face of turbulent fossil fuel costs, including natural gas, which recently rose by 89%. The globally traded commodity is subject to price spikes due to extreme weather, international events, and other factors the utility says are beyond its control.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio station's your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.